I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every once in a while, we play a game called Deca Smash. Very simple. 10 songs. It starts with 10 played at the same time, and then the audience is challenged to identify an artist and title of a song from the soupy mix of music.
Soupy.
Soupy.
Sloppy mix.
Trick is, then one will be removed. Often removing one reveals others, or sometimes makes it so you can't hear any of them.
It is weird how it works like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready, Steve?
Are you guys ready?
Yes, I am.
I have 10 songs for Deca Smash.
Before you play, 1-800-947-3979. Artist and title. Get yourself a lucky idiot account.
Deca Smash!
Well, that one.
Okay, I got one.
Sure did punch through, didn't
it? Yeah. That was pretty straightforward. 1-800-947-3979. Deca Smash. Let's hear a little more, if we can.
Yeah.
Steven, I don't mean to be critical. It feels like you're playing one song and then another song that's just a lot of noise, but that it's really only two songs.
Yeah. By the way, while that's playing, have you guys seen that sinkhole?
Not until just now.
Wow.
How about
in Bangkok?
Pickup that is balanced on the precipice there.
Oh, man. Luck. That would be my truck. Be like, I can't get to it. It's there forever.
But it's pristine. Like, no damage whatsoever.
Damn it, man.
Ends up part of a monument.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this. Corey in Green Bay, can you tell us the name of one song and the artist who sang it?
I think I can. Was it Meatloaf, Paradise for the Dashboard Lights?
Say that again, please.
Meatloaf, Paradise for the Dashboard Lights.
Okay. I thought you said Paradise for the Dashboard Lights.
Well done.
What I would have given you.
Dashboard lights like paradises, too.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only yesterday. Parking by the lake and there was not another car inside.
And I never had a girl looking any better than you did. And all the kids at school, they were wishing they were me that night. And now our bodies are whole, so close and tight. It never felt so good, it never felt so right. And we're glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Glowing like the metal on the edge of a knife. Come on, hold on tight. Is Meatloaf in the Rock Hall of Fame?
I would assume so,
and do you think
so,
he's
right?
worthy if he's not?
I don't think he is.
Really?
And no.
He had some massive hits, though.
He did.
Yeah, but look how long it took him to nominate Foreigner.
Yeah.
And they had like 20.
Yeah. Also, he's named Meatloaf. I don't think that helps. Does it, Hot Wings?
I don't think it does, Free
Can you
beer.
Get into a Hall of Fame with stupid food names?
I feel you
so
cannot.
So far, it doesn't seem like it. No. It's more worthy than us. That matters. All right, now it's Nine Smash.
Nano Smash. From a different point.
Still just that one song that I'm hearing.
See, it canceled that one out for me.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh. This is Joe in New Jersey. Hi, Joe.
Hi. I'm pretty sure I heard the Boss Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days.
Heck yes, you did. That's the only one I could hear.
Bruce Springsteen is to me what White Chicks and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is to Maitland.
Yep.
I'm going to drop him in.
So he's going to be in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The difference being Bruce Springsteen had 100 hits.
What do you mean? White Chicks? White what, do you want them to write songs?
I'm not sure they had 100 fans.
The best I know, it's Maitland and my wife. She's not even in here to defend herself right now.
No, it's
which is fine, because it's indefensible.
But they're a loud group.
Yeah, no, there are a lot of people that like White Chicks.
Nobody has ever said White Chicks. Nobody has ever said White Chicks is the Bruce Springsteen of movies.
Yeah.
That's never happened.
Yeah. Except Steve.
For good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Steve. Offensive to your homeland.
Yeah, way to go, Steve.
That's all right.
And then there was 8, which makes Octo Smash.
Octo Smash.
Not only do I not know any, I don't like it.
There's
Jake in Pennsylvania. Hi, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud. Okay. What do you got in there?
It's A Long Way to the Top by AC/DC.
No, sir.
Okay, well, you fooled me on that one. Jeff in Northeast Pennsylvania. Hi, Jeff.
Jeff.
Hefe?
No, Jeff.
Nope.
Jeff.
Kim in Pennsylvania. Hi, Kim.
Hi. I heard.
What?
Oh, no.
Kim?
Your phone cut out, Kim. What did you hear?
Where did you just stop?
Hot Blooded by Foreigner?
No.
No. Sorry, Kim.
Who?
Greg in West Michigan. Greg, what did you hear in Octo Smash?
Oh, I just got one. Creedence Clearwater. Put Me in, Coach.
No.
Oh, he was so confident. Steve's not going to drop this guy. He did. Megan in Kalamazoo, Michigan. Hi, Megan.
Oh, no.
Goodbye, Megan. Zach in the Bay of Green. Hi, Zach.
What's going on?
I think people don't know them, and they're giving
up. Just bailing.
Or sunspots.
Hi, Tell.
Hey, what's up?
Thank you for answering us. You're the first in a while. Tell, do you know a song from the Octo Smash?
Well, it was the Glory Days Bruce Springsteen, but apparently that's gone, so I'm going to take a wild guess and go Foreigner Hot Blooded.
No.
No.
Well, a couple of people thought that. Well, you better play this again.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
This seems to have some handcuffs out.
Hmm. You got one?
I think so.
That is so noisy.
Let's see. Brian in Nashville. Hello, Brian.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Can you give us one?
I'm going to go with Metallica, For Whom the Bell Tolls.
No.
Ooh. Steve is pitching a shutout right now. Well, at least for the last few minutes. Lauren in West Michigan.
Midnight Rider.
Bye.
The Allman Brothers?
No.
Not Allman or Allman?
Mm-hmm. Almond.
Dan in Northeast Pennsylvania, listening on 97.9X. Hello, Dan.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Hi. Hello.
I was thinking Three Doors Down, Kryptonite?
No.
Thought I heard that.
Whoa! All right.
Hey.
Kenny. Hi, Kenny.
Tough one.
How's it going?
It's good.
Good.
Aerosmith, Dream On?
No.
Could you give out the theme, Steve? Would that be helpful?
No.
You're not going to give the theme?
No, I never give out the theme.
All right. Why not?
Like 80% of the songs in this fit a theme.
Okay.
There might be a couple throw-ins in there.
So it's like we were putting you in an uncomfortable position for a second.
One of them doesn't necessarily fit the theme, but the timing of the song is theme-related.
Interesting. Can you play these thematically related-ish songs again?
Oh. Did you just get one?
Yeah, big time.
I started it from a different point.
Yeah.
That was from the beginning there.
Yeah, starting it from the beginning makes a big difference. Okay, now I hear one for sure.
Normally I'll go 10 seconds, then I'll do the next 10 seconds.
Yeah,
next.
Yeah.
Jeff in the Upper Peninsula. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, bud. Can you name one?
Don Henley, Boys of Summer.
Yes, that's the one I heard. Now I'm back to zero. Well done, Jeff.
That's not the one I heard.
And then there were seven septos.
Starting that more in the middle is way harder.
There are at least two songs in here that I'm convinced no one will get.
Because I, when you started from the beginning, I very clearly heard one, and now, but in that mush, I couldn't pick out anything.
I am so bamboozled by one thing I heard. Joel in Albany, can you name an artist and title of one of Steve's messy messes?
I think I got Black Crowes Jealous Again.
No.
No.
It's hard to be confident, I think, for people on this, because Steve is a bully. Dalton in Northeast Pennsylvania. Hi, Dalton.
What's going on, man?
Not much, bud. What you got?
I got Simon and Garfunkel, Miss Robinson.
Oh, wow. Nice. Good pull. Did not hear this for a second.
Nice job. The song just rocks so hard.
It does. The Lemonheads version is pretty good.
Oh, it is good. Here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. And there was six sex. Oh, smash.
Yes. Yeah, sexy smash.
Is there a college lecture in there? What is that? Like some sort of a Latin pope? What is happening? Pope speaking Latin.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I just thought it was a Latin pope.
Pope de Pepe. Brandon in Albany. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Can
is
you
it,
name?
Yeah, Van Halen, Hopper Teacher?
No.
Did he say Van Halen? I think that's a porno, friend.
Yeah.
Tina in Flint listening on Banana 101.5. Hi, Tina.
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Can you name an artist and title?
Well, at first I had Bruce Springsteen Glory Days, and then I heard you say, oh, they keep hanging up. And I said, okay, I'm going to hang on the line and keep listening. Then I had Mrs. Robinson. Now I don't have anything, so I can't.
Do you want to take a guess?
Just want to hang up on you.
That was very sweet of you.
Just name any song. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Oh, God. Okay, first thing that came into my head, and I know it's not there, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
It is not.
Oh, man, if that had been, that would have been like the greatest Hail Mary of all time.
Yeah, I know one that's in there for sure. I was trying to mentally beam it to her, but it just didn't work.
All right, Steve, play it one more time.
Okay, from the top, do you want?
Wherever you want.
Yes.
All right, I'll go from the top.
Yeah.
One of those clips is just a truck backing up.
Okay. I just had my suspicions affirmed on another one, too.
Sexo Smash continues. Sexo Smash.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.